Those on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning, everybody. This is Dr. Maria Salas, and this is the Positively Healthy Show. It's such a beautiful day. Good morning, North State. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Dr. Maria.
So nice to see you today. May the 4th be with you.
May the 4th be with you.
So,
whatever the proper Catholic response
well,
is.
Well, actually, no, not Catholic, but, I'm sort of a sci-fi geek. So
Oh, no, that has to do with Star Wars. I got the Star Wars. I was just doing some inside Catholic humor
for us. So anyway, if you didn't know that about me, I'm a little bit geeky in that way. I do like sci-fis and sci-fi fantasies. How about you? For your genre
of
movies?
Oh, I'm a fan of the Sci-Fi Network.
Nice. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well,
Eureka was my favorite show.
Oh my gosh, I loved Eureka. That was such a great show. I'm sure you might learn a few more things about me today that you didn't know, and that'll be fun, but I'm not that geeky that I'm going to be dressing up or anything today, so you can be safe.
Not going to dress up for the Renaissance Festival?
No, I probably won't be doing that. But anyway, so this is the first Saturday of the month, and that's why I'm here. This is the Positively Healthy Show, as you know, and this is a show of doctors of chiropractic, okay? So next week, you'll have the pleasure of listening to the passionate Dr. Todd Royce, then me again on the third Saturday of the month, and last but not least, the wonderful lady that made this fun and informative show what it is, the beautiful and gifted Dr. Trudy Pratt is on the last Saturday of the month, I believe, right? So,
that is right.
Yeah, so we have a lot of fun here, guys, so... You know, for me, I can't really speak for the other doctors, but this is a major time for me that I take advantage of the time and to help educate the community about chiropractic care. A lot of people don't know about it. And, you know, this is a show that you can really learn, especially from Todd Royce. He's so passionate about it. And, you know, I believe he really concentrates his whole show about, you know, the details of that. We're all really different with our shows. And, I talk about other things as well, but this is our time that we get to really kind of fine tune that. And a lot of times what happens is during your regular appointment, there's only so much time, you know? And so I liked having this extra time to talk about other things that people want to know about. So, you know, clients are busy. They need to go get their adjustment and go, you know, sometimes they need to go get their kid. They need to go to their next appointment. They need to actually maybe get back to work because they come in at lunch. So, you know, this is a really nice time, to hear all the extras. So though we would like to regurgitate all over our patients about the chiropractic story and all of its amazing,
thank you for the visual.
Miracles, yeah, blah, you know, and sometimes I felt like I was doing that. Like when I was first in practice, I'm like, okay, this is what it's about. This is everything about chiropractic. And, you know, you see the eyes glazing over and they're just like, I just came to get adjusted, Dr. Maria. So anyway. This is a really good time that we get to, you know, honor their time during their regular visit and then, you know, have these extra times either in orientations, at your office or, you know, times like this radio show right now. So, okay. And we all have so much fun hosting this program for you. And I recommend you listen weekly. You're going to get some amazing information. We also stream live on the internet, which is very, very cool because, you know, we are global and, we get to share, the show with people outside of, Shasta County and outside of the area. So I love being able to put a podcast on Facebook or, send it through email and, you know, friends and family from far away get to listen to the show. So anyway, thanks for that. I just want to make sure you guys were all updated on that. So, all right, a little bit more, more about me that you didn't know. I am an independent consultant with Arbon International working as a chiropractor, meaning I get to help people to look and feel better with so many functional and amazing Arbon products. This is a 33-year-old, company. The products are formulated in Switzerland, but made here in the United States, which is awesome. I love being able to say made in the USA. And, you know, we have several lines and, ladies and gentlemen, I got to tell you, Mother's Day is coming up, right? And, I'm telling you, everybody wants to feel recognized. Think about that. Everyone wants to feel special. You know, moms do so much throughout the day, especially moms that, you know, maybe don't get to stay home. They have jobs. Maybe they have multiple jobs. And so they're accomplishing so many things. And to be able to just say thank you with a card or a hug or recognize, you know, that day for them, I think is really special. And so I make it easy as an Arbon consultant because I'm actually filling up my calendar right now and I'm filling up times where I can come to you. I can come to the mom. I can come to the special person in your life, your guardian, your foster mom, and provide an ultimate facial for her and a few of her friends. So you need to give me a call at 227-3984. And we can go ahead and schedule that for you. I only need about an hour and a half of your time. And it's just so relaxing. You get to be introduced to some amazing products. And the hostess actually gets some amazing gifts. I really, really take care of the hostess and make sure that she gets some free Arbon products. And I also have some pre-gifts available for Mother's Day set at various prices. We don't like to say that there's a budget for mom, but, you know, sometimes it is what it is. So, you know, if there are dads out there, husbands, boyfriends, kids out there that, you know, are looking for something, definitely give me a call again at 227-3984. We can custom put something together for the mom in your life that would like to be pampered. So anyway, I want to let you guys know that we have an amazing show for you today. And, you know, this is the second time we've had, Compass Shiny Care on the, show today. But, you know, I think it's important because sometimes if you drive by Pine off of Pine Street, you may not know that there's this cute little building right there just set on the corner of Pine. And I don't know the other street, but, what is it? A Butte. And, you know, it's just this cute little place that you have to stop by and go like grab a cup of coffee. But, we're going to introduce them. We're going to introduce all the events they've got going on and why they exist, why they're here. You need to know. It's so important for, you know, special demographics in our community. And I think we have to go to a break. I'm not quite sure, but so much more to come. Please stay tuned. Come on back. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State.
The Weston A. Price Foundation was created to put forth the research of Dr. Price, whose meticulous study of healthy cultures around the world has given us a foundation for traditional foods that promote vibrant health. The foundation is dedicated to restoring nutrient-dense foods to the human diet through education, research, and activism. The Weston A. Price Foundation supports organic and biodynamic farming, pasture feeding of livestock, community-supported farms, honest and informative labeling, and prepared parenting and nurturing therapies. You can join a local Weston A. Price chapter to attend monthly meetings and learn about these healing foods and practices. Creating community around healing foods is what Weston Price is all about. Check out their website, www.westonaprice.org. It's a virtual encyclopedia of information. Join the foundation and receive their stunning quarterly journal, Wise Traditions.
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew. Guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hi, I'm Don Shulman.
On Sunday, have fun with us. We talk about timely things, more informational.
We leave the politics to other shows.
I had the most amazing thing happen to me. I suddenly am 2 inches taller. I've lost 25 pounds. I can run around the block. And this morning, I discovered I could play the piano because I started listening to the Don Shulman Show.
Don Shulman.
Is there something wrong with him?
Clearly.
every Sunday, 10 a.m. to noon, right here on 1460 a.m. KCNR.
And you're listening to an encore presentation from earlier this year of Dr. Maria Salas on Positively Healthy, here on AM 1460 KCNR.
You're ready to give up on that little lie they call love. Then out of the blue clear sky, falling right into your
hands. Thank you, Bob. I love that little like ditty. Welcome back. This is the Positively Healthy Show, and this is KCNR 1460. If you're streaming, you'd go to KCNR1460.com, and I recommend that. It's fun to do. And there are a lot of awesome apps that you can put on your phone and listen to our show. Please call in today and ask our guest questions at 605-4567. That's 605-4567 in the studio here. So we have the amazing Joanne McCarley. I wish I had an Irish accent. I would do that totally a lot better. But Miss Joanne is from Shining Care. And say hi to everyone, Joanne.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're going to have a lot of fun today. So, because we've got so much information to share with the community here. something about the name that we were talking about. We want to kind of make that clear. I want to say Compass Shining Care all the time because that's what I remember from the past. I know you're Shining Care now, but does it make a difference with what you guys are doing, right? So why don't you share with us?
We have really a pretty long history here in Shasta County and then also in the Bay Area. I originally co-founded the agency with Sadie Huffmaster Hess, really in an effort to reach an unmet need. And in 2007, we decided to divide and conquer because the needs are so great that so she kept Compass. And so Compass is still alive and well and serving adults with developmental disabilities here. And we became Compass Shining Care. We couldn't just drop our name because people know us.
Sure.
But officially our nonprofit is called Shining Care.
Okay.
And so a lot of the same great services, just Shining Care is doing more, more varied things than we formerly did as just Compass.
Okay.
Hopefully that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. And we'll be saying it throughout the show, so it'll be fine, especially with people new to it.
Yes.
They'll just know it as Shining Care anyway. So the last time, Shining Care was on, Colleen, he was here, one of your right hands over there. And, she was so cute because she was so nervous and she did amazing about, talking about the Shining Care story. And so, you know, what I want to do with you today is really just kind of, we want to highlight you. Everybody needs to know about you. I want to know the basics. I want to know, okay, first of all, where are you guys at? I kind of botched that.
Oh,
earlier.
No. And thank you because everywhere I go, I talk to people about what we do and I hear the saddest thing. Oh, I wish I had known. I wish I had known I really needed your help. So thank you for this because the people do need to know about this great resource. We are on Pine Street, 1448 Pine Street on the corner of Butte and Pine. Those of you who have been in Reading for a long time were across the street from the old bus station.
Oh, yeah, the old Greyhound. Okay,
right.
Yeah.
Real close to the promenade, and we have lots of great parking. There's parking in the back also, free parking.
I love that. Mm-hmm.
So sometimes people are afraid to, by the time you see it, there's a, just as you pass the old house, it's in an old, kind of famous house in Reading, and what we hear from the historical societies, it's the longest living standing residential building in Reading built in 1897. And it's known as the Thompson House. The Thompson family built it and it was at Thompson's clothing store for a long time. And, but when you're driving by, you mentioned it's easy to kind of miss it.
Yes.
And that's because, well, we're kind of a, you know, poor nonprofit, not poor, but you know, we're thrifty with our money. So we haven't had money to fix up the outside. So it really does look like a cute little old house. But on the inside, it's very fun and fixed up and great things are happening.
Oh man, diamond in the rough. When you walk inside, it's like this totally cute cafe. Just, oh my gosh, all these amazing gifts that you can purchase and just... love all the purses that you guys have in there.
Yes.
Well, not all of them, but I love quite a few of them. And I love all the little tea sets, and it's just fun because I love how you guys have created such a an amazing space for yourself where you can come in, get some coffee, tea, lunch.
Yes.
Later lunch, like I always do. Anyway, tell us more.
Well, you know, the reason, I know it seems kind of odd because we're a social service and healthcare agency, and our mission is to serve elders and adults with disabilities and those who are dealing with a mental illness, and we have a lot of great services for those folks. But we're inside Grace Place Tea House there at that Thompson building I was telling you about. The reason we have Grace Place, there's two reasons. The first is to raise funds. We're here to provide services and fill the gaps. There are many people falling between the cracks because they don't qualify for the help that they need and they're going without. So we're just a private local agency being creative in providing this care. So Grace Place, all the proceeds from Grace Place go directly to fund our care programs.
Okay.
And that's why we're there.
Yeah, and I want to paint more of a picture of Grace Place later. We have to go to a commercial now, but I also want to, when we come back, talk about all the programs that you guys, all the money that goes to all the programs, and especially the Gatekeeper program. So please stay tuned. Come on back. This is KCNR 1460 AM Free Fire Radio.
Hi, this is Jeff Granberry from Reading Electric Utility. REU strives to offer a variety of assistance programs to our eligible customers. Are you aware of the many programs that REU offers to help our lower-income customers? Programs such as REU's Lifeline Rate Discount Program, which helps income-qualified seniors or households with a disabled family member living in the home. Also, REU's new Lifeline Plus Program for extremely low-income customers who qualify for assistance. Or the CARES Program, which provides a one-time emergency financial assistance to help income-qualified REU customers. Another valuable program funded through customer donations is the REU Share Program, or simply helping another receive energy. This program is designed to assist fixed-income seniors pay their energy bills. Please contact REU to see if you or a family member qualifies for any of our assistance programs. For more information, call REU at 339-7200 or visit us at reupower.com. Reading Electric Utility, REU, we're here for you.
Y'all come out to French Gulch on Saturday, August 17th.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Why?
Because it's our third annual Old West Day out here in French Gulch, and it's going to be a hot time in this old mining town all the day long. That's why. We're starting with a belt-busting pancake breakfast just after sunrise, and then the best rootin' tootin' down-home parade you ever did see.
We got ourselves a stagecoach.
You can ride that thing up and down Main Street and see all the Old West stuff, like gold mining equipment, and maybe even pan some gold for yourself.
Will there be some good vittles, singing and dancing?
Well, there'll be more food and entertainment than you can shake a stick at.
And I hear tell there'll be a barbecue of chicken and ribs being cooked up by the French Gulch Hotel from 5 to 8 p.m. And you can try singing some of that karaoke. That's Saturday, August 17th. If you need further information, I reckon you can use that telephone thingy. Just turn the crank or dial 359-2078. See y'all there.
Remember, that is happening today, and you're listening to an encore presentation of Dr. Maria Salas on Positively Healthy.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back. This is Dr. Maria Salas, and this is the Positively Healthy Show. We've got a very fun show for you today, and it's actually very informative. We have Compass Shining Care, which is Shining Care off of Pine Street in Butte. And if you're just tuning in, we are talking about all the programs that they offer over there. And we're talking about Grace Place, the fun little cafe that they have there. So, and Joanne McCarley is here from Shining Care sharing with us today all of the amazing programs. Why don't we talk about maybe just one specifically that for this segment, and then we'll keep going on the next segments, and maybe we'll talk about an event coming up as well.
Sure.
So go ahead. Gatekeeper?
Great. Sure, Gatekeeper. We're so excited about Gatekeeper because it just really fits our mission of, you know, reaching folks who are becoming isolated and who are at risk and who become then prematurely institutionalized. What if they just had a little bit of assistance and support, they'd be okay. So Gatekeeper is a program of the Shasta County Mental Health Services Act. Whew, say that three times
fast.
Wow,
I don't know.
And it's a county-funded program through mental health, and it's a very complicated. I won't bore you all with those details, but if anyone wants to know more, I'd be happy to share it any other time. But it is a great resource to Shasta County. And so what those funds are for is for us to go out and basically equip and mobilize our community members to recognize when their older adult customers or neighbors, maybe church members, organization, like social club
clients,
members.
Patients.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. To recognize when they're at risk. I think there are, we've kind of all been trained to just assume certain things are just, well, that's just old age and.
Or that it's being taken care of.
Yeah, someone must be, you know, there mm-hmm. must be a doctor handling that. There must be a family member. When actually, Gatekeeper is a proven model that started in the 1970s out of Spokane, Washington. So there's been a lot of research done, and all of the research over the years proves that there are many, many, many people who truly are isolated. There is no one, and it's true in Shasta County. We're finding this to be true here. There isn't a doctor that knows or is handling it. There isn't a family member. There isn't a friend. They truly are becoming isolated and really at risk. And these gatekeepers are community members, basically. These gatekeepers are community members, business people. So
I'm a gatekeeper, which I love.
You're a gatekeeper.
I've graduated.
Yes. are a certified official gatekeeper. Yeah. Folks such as bank tellers, beauticians and barbers, yard maintenance folks, you name it.
The grocery store clerk. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, anyone that serves an older adult, but isn't in the traditional elder care arena, mm-hmm. It can be a gatekeeper. And it's just such a vital program because, our gatekeepers are making a difference. We are seeing, such great things happening. And it's a preventative program. It's reaching those folks before disaster happens, before a major health event happens. And people are able to live safely and happily in their own homes if they just have the right kind of support and assistance.
Can you give us a scenario? Because I heard a really amazing story and I forget. It was the carpet guy.
Okay. Yes.
You know who I'm talking about. I don't know if what we're allowed to say or not, but at your open house, he shared a story about him being a gatekeeper. It worked. The system
it
worked.
Did. Yeah.
And I don't know if you could share that story a little bit.
I will try. I wasn't directly involved in that one.
Okay. But maybe a scenario of how that system
right.
works.
Right. And you know, a lot of times there are more than one person is noticing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this story that you're referring to is similar to that where we had carpet cleaning. You know, folks like carpet cleaners become friends to these older adults who are lonely. They go into your home. I mean, think about the people that you see, your beautician or whatever. And so there were a couple of providers going in to provide service to this gentleman, if mm-hmm. I'm thinking of the right one. We have so many.
Okay,
There's so many stories.
Fine.
But I'll give you a good picture no matter what. Both the providers were seeing they were worried. Okay. I mean, this is what happens, right?
Yeah.
I bet everyone can relate to this. There might be a neighbor or it might be someone you serve in your place of work or it might be someone you know from church and you see them and you're concerned. You're watching a change happen and you're not sure what to do. And
okay. So what are some of the things they might see if they walk into someone's mm-hmm. home, especially someone that's a carpet cleaner or a mm-hmm. service person, you know, a cleaner, a landscaper, something like that. What are some things they might see?
Changes. Things
that
are out of character.
That's if they've had a relationship with the person.
Right. Sometimes it's hard. Sometimes people only see a person once. But mm-hmm. so there are some really obvious indicators for those people. You know, it's 115, like it gets here in Reading, mm-hmm. and they're wearing two sweaters.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're asking a lot of the same questions or repeating themselves. They're noticing that they're really unsteady while they're walking in. Mm-hmm. So, you know, any kind of anything that looks like they might have a fall or they're confused, agitated. Sometimes folks, if there's a little dementia happening, or perhaps a mental illness of any kind, people can get defensive or verbally aggressive. Instead of just kind of getting offended, it's a red flag. We tell people watch for red flags because
so
it could be
when
something.
They see those red flags, then what do they do?
So when they do that, then the training that we give, we teach you how to talk to the person so it goes smoothly, all in the regular course of your business. We're not asking gatekeepers to be social workers and know the resources. Yeah. We're just saying, hey, you can make a difference. You can help it just right there in your normal course of business. We teach you kind of how to talk to them. And then they link, the gatekeepers link them to us, Shining Care, who's the designated gatekeeper organization. And it's our job then to fully assess what's happening with this person. Mm-hmm. What do they need? It's very friendly and very, relational. It's non-invasive. It's all, but what we're finding is that people are so great to meet new friends at Shining Care, and we can then discover what resources. So it might be, you know, we might need to get in some medical equipment. We might, you know, get them connected to someone like Golden Umbrella or a home care agency or whatever.
Or even to help them with their pets.
Or even to help them with their pets. Yeah, or, they might need a handyman because they, you know, really shouldn't be up on ladders anymore, but they don't know who to call. So really we just partner with them so that it's safe. And folks need help making calls and coordinating things that you and I might take for granted because we have all of our abilities now. You know, we can hear, well, we can,
we can Google,
you know, it's easy for us. Things that we don't think much about can become really overwhelming for an older adult that's got a healthcare condition. And so we make those calls for them.
Okay, so that's awesome. I love the Gatekeeper program. I love being a part of it. We're going to hear more from Joanne when we come back about Shining Care and all of its other programs and some events coming up. This is KCNR 1460 AM. Please tune in. Community Radio for the North State.
The Weston A. Price Foundation was created to put forth the research of Dr. Price, whose meticulous study of healthy cultures around the world has given us a foundation for traditional foods that promote vibrant health. The foundation is dedicated to restoring nutrient-dense foods to the human diet through education, research, and activism. The Weston A. Price Foundation supports organic and biodynamic farming, pasture feeding of livestock, community-supported farms, honest and informative labeling, and prepared parenting and nurturing therapies. You can join a local Weston A. Price chapter to attend monthly meetings and learn about these healing foods and practices. Creating community around healing foods is what Weston Price is all about. Check out their website, www.westonaprice.org. It's a virtual encyclopedia of information. Join the foundation and receive their stunning quarterly journal, Wise Traditions.
This is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane Society. The heat is upon us, and I wanted to remind everyone of how hot it can get in a car or the back of a pickup for our pets. If you see any unattended animals in cars in the heat, please call Haven Humane Animal Regulations at 241-2550 so we can help.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
And you're listening to an encore presentation of Positively Healthy with Dr. Maria Salas this morning on AM 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back, everybody. This is the Positively Healthy Show. We have an amazing show for you today. We have Shining Care here and Joanne McCarley here telling us a lot. She's giving us some great information. But first, I just want to give a shout out because we are talking about many things, but I want to welcome Sherry and Donnie Silk to the KCNR family. Their show is about being on purpose, and I love that. That's a huge part of my life. It's a huge part of, I know, Joanne and what she's doing over there, and I think it's an amazing, it's going to be an amazing show. Is this their first show, Bob, or is it
actually
their
last Sunday was their first show.
Yeah, so I think it's going to be really great for the community. They start at 12 o'clock. What did they go to 1? 12 to 1?
12 to 1 every Sunday.
Yes, so tune into that, you guys. It's going to be great, and it'll tie into, you know, completing your life and just making sure that you're on purpose with what you do. And so let's stay on purpose here, Joanne, and let's talk about the why. Why are you here? Because I think that what you're going to talk about next with this event that you've got for May, this is you, why you exist, and this helps you stay on purpose with your business and helping the community.
Yes. I am very passionate about this. As we age, it's important that we're honored for who we are. Mm-hmm. And often we hear, you know, our elders talk about, well, why am I still here? I can't do anything like I used to. Mm-hmm. And we are very intentional about letting them know, no, you're a person of honor. You've lived, you have a wealth of experiences. You still have talents and wisdom. No matter.
And stories. Ugh, I love it.
And just their presence mm-hmm. is important. Mm-hmm. And, you know, those, our youth need to be around our elders, I believe. And so I'm going to be talking about some of the activities that we're putting on for that.
I love how you guys really do a great job in closing that gap.
Yes.
That may exist. We don't know, but on the outside, we think it could. Mm-hmm. But then when I see you guys and what you're doing, I don't see this gap. Between the old and the young.
Right.
They work together so well. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, they have so much to give to each other.
Got excited.
I know, it's exciting. And so, you know, we're here to be a resource for, folks as they grow older. If, you know, even if we're a younger adult, 18 years or older, mm-hmm. Accidents happen, illnesses happen, and people can become incapacitated in some way, either mentally or physically. But no matter what's been taken from a person, there can still be abundant life.
And they matter. They still matter.
And so it's just a matter of figuring out what supports, what assistance is needed to have that quality of life. We hear the word quality of life a lot, but true quality of life, it's, you know, taking care of more than our physical needs.
Yeah, it's not just about the basic needs,
exactly.
But there's all these extras.
Right.
Yeah.
And for the whole family, because if anyone has gone through this with a loved one, it can be stressful, and it's hard to see the changes happening in your loved one, and you're not sure what to do. And often family members kind of argue, and there can be a little dissension and, distress in the family, you know, what do we need to do to help grandma or, you know, Uncle Bob or whoever. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and so we're there to be experts. And, I know it might sound a little corny, but just truly compassion for the whole family. We understand, we get it. We get that this can be very difficult, mm-hmm. but we're here to be a resource and a support.
And thank you.
Figure it out.
I thank you so much, because I know that you guys are helping so many people, and but you need help. Your organization is a nonprofit, right?
Yes.
I mean, you guys, you know, you need help getting funds in so you can keep doing this. And
yes.
Because what are you, one of the only, I mean, you're kind of one of the only people that exists that does?
Yeah, there are public agencies mm-hmm. That do caregiving. It's mm-hmm. called IHSS, in Home Supportive Services, but you have to be Medi-Cal eligible, and so many, many people do not qualify for the free help or the assistance.
Okay.
And that's, again, where my passion comes out, because there are so many people, they've worked hard, they have a little pension coming in, but they're on a fixed income, and, you know, they're making tough decisions like, how do I pay for my medication and my power bill?
Mm-hmm.
So they're going without their meds, or they're, you know, freezing in the winter.
Yeah, and they got a leaky roof.
Right.
You know?
Now, the good news is there are programs for that, and that's our job, is to help, you know, people find those programs that they qualify for and get real creative about meeting those needs.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really about, you know, care coordination, care planning with people, and it's person-centered. It's every family, every person's different. So we meet people where they are and partner with them and figure out what's needed to, mm-hmm. to continue living as independently as possible, mm-hmm. as safely. But beyond that, with quality life, you know, what's making you get up in the morning?
Sure.
What's bringing you joy?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we, also are always looking for volunteers. To come in that, and that's why we have the second reason for Grace Place beyond the fundraising part is to create a place of community, a place of grace, place where anyone can come in and feel that unconditional love, and feel comfortable and cared about and have some fun.
So like in May, you guys are having a lot of fun. You guys are getting together at Grace Place, and what do you've got going on?
Yes, we've got a bunch of things going. May is Older Americans Month.
Okay.
And, this year, I'm trying to remember what it's called. It's called, the slogan this year is Unleash the Power of Age. I love that.
Ooh, I like it.
And it's all about reminding us that every older American has a wealth of talents, experiences, and interests worth celebrating. So
this is, you know,
so
I'm going to interrupt you because you were telling me a story during, or actually before the show. I want to talk to you about your dad. Wow. You have a great story. I want to hear from him at some point, you know. 93?
Yeah, he's really an example of
World
what we were just
II
talking
vet.
About. Yes.
I want to highlight that. Tell
right.
us more.
And, you know, he's a retired teacher, but, and a retired pilot. And, you know, at 93, still doing great driving, you know, and doing a lot of things, but you know, it's hard. It's hard for him. He's got arthritis and it's hard to move. He talks about he gets up in stages. Takes him a while to go from sitting to standing. He's got a great sense of humor. But, you know, so I get it on a personal level too, because, you know, as our loved ones age before our eyes, I think that, somehow in our culture, we haven't been taught to kind of expect this. And for a while, a period of time, people were just kind of put away in a care home. But before that, before we did all that, people used to live together.
Oh, yeah.
And the community used to help each other. And I think that's honestly what we need to get back to. And that's what we're here to facilitate.
I know in our family, we do that. And I just, you know, I want to say thank you to your dad for serving, our country during World War II. And I'm sure he has some amazing stories. And this is part of what your program that I love. You know, this is what Grace Place is for people to come. And I think you bring the youth and the older.
Yes, together. You know, people
have functions and do things.
People
right?
need meaningful relationships, mm-hmm. mutually beneficial relationships. Nobody's fully independent if we think about it. We're interdependent
sure.
on each other.
We need each other.
We need each other. And, you know, there's a lot of research that shows that youth really need what our elders have to offer, which is time to listen and wisdom about how to live life. And so we want to create fun opportunities for those folks to get together and connect.
So during May, you're doing that. What time?
I
know we have to go to break soon.
We have a whole calendar.
Oh.
And so if you go on shiningcare.org, mm-hmm. you can click on there and I can talk. I know we're going to break here soon. I can talk more specifically about some of those activities
okay,
and dates.
Okay, let's do that. So if you have a question for Joanne, please call in right now. There's so much to talk about. 605-4567. That's 605-4567. And this is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first 5 classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. consciouslivingyoga.com, 246-7256.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I'm here with Joe Adamson from Adamson's Peak Performance. Joe, you're coming into your 20th year anniversary. What makes your gym so unique and special?
Results, customer service, safe, time efficient, fun workouts. We are a friendly gym, super clean. We're the gym where everyone knows your name, and we never stop coming up with cool stuff.
That's why you're my gym of choice. Adamson's Peak Performance on Bocelli next to Yak's. See you there.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
And this is an encore presentation of Positively Healthy with Dr. Maria Salas this morning.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. I'm here with Joanne McCarley. Shining Cares Grace Place events and activities May 1st through the 30th this month, you guys. They are unleashing the power of the Age Community Challenge, and that is to celebrate the achievements of older Americans by nominating a leader who is using his or her talents and expertise to make a positive impact in the community or beyond. So people across our nation are achieving remarkable things in their later life, and we want to honor that. Many older adults are experts in their fields. Have years of valuable experience and are using that knowledge to improve the lives of others. Nominees must be at least 60 years old and reside in Shasta County and actively engaged, committed members of their community. Their involvement through work or volunteerism must have a significant and positive impact on the community. Nominees should be positive role models who can inspire other older adults to continue to be active, vital members of their communities. Nominees can be volunteers or paid professionals and can be engaged in a diversity of activities. The Unleash the Power of Age in Your Community Challenge is an opportunity to recognize these individuals and share their stories with the public. So, so important. Contact Shining Care for more information on how to nominate. And that's real easy. I really want to highlight shiningcare.org. Shiningcare.org. They say it three times. Shiningcare.org. For more information, you can go also 232-5543 in the local area. That's 530-232-5543 for more information. Looks like you guys have a lot going on in May, but I really want to highlight nominating that person that you might know out there. Everybody wants to be recognized. Like I said earlier in the show, everybody has so much to offer. People have done so many. I mean, by age 60, you've done some amazing things in your life, and we want to highlight you or your special person. So please contact Shining Care for that. You want to, did you guys do that last year?
This is our first annual.
Okay.
Yes.
If I said that, sorry.
No, that's okay. Okay. We've done similar types of events, but, there's a national Unleash the Power of Age, contest happening.
Okay.
We missed the boat on that, but I thought, oh, we need to do this locally.
Local,
and I think
not?
We need to do it every year because again, as you've heard our vision and our mission, it really fits. And,
so is there going to be some presentation, a nice lunch or how
yes,
that
we're going
day
to
gonna look?
I believe the first week of June, we're solidifying the date on
sure.
that, but, we'll announce the winner, but we will be recognizing the top 10 nominees.
Sure.
And everyone that's nominated, we're going to have a little handout on that so that people can see be inspired by all of these people who have been nominated.
So are they going to have a bio? Is something going to be up on Facebook or shiningcare.org?
Yes, we're developing it. You know, being a small nonprofit local with not a lot of funding, we sort of fly by the seat of our pants on some of these events.
So much, yeah.
Because our focus is our services that we mm-hmm. give to our clients, and that's very time intensive, and they always come first. Our clients come first mm-hmm. in providing excellent service, and then we throw in these fun things mm-hmm. when as we can fit it in. Uh-huh. So we're working on the
Every
details.
Day I, hear.
I know. People
that's
will say
Colleen.
I'm a bit crazy, but what can I say? You know, you gotta get it done.
My
teenage
there.
Daughter always says, YOLO mom.
YOLO.
YOLO mom.
Yeah, that's what they're saying these days. YOLO. I don't know about that.
So people will be giving us a 200 to 300 word, description of the person, why they should be a winner and why they're nominated. And if they can provide a photo, we'd like to have that so that, we can recognize those folks. The event will be at Grace Place where, we have this, and we'll have great food.
Grace it'll Place be awesome great weather food. By then too. You guys have amazing outside events over there. You guys really do it up.
Right. And I hope the community comes out to this event, to honor our elders. So, people of all ages, please come and honor these folks.
Oh, that'll be fun. So go to shiningcare.org for more information on that. We've got 2 minutes left. I wanted to highlight something more about your dad just because everybody knows, Dr. Marie Salas highlights vets and, the military. And, I just want to make sure that everyone knows about his book.
Yes.
He wrote
a book about his love of flying. It's called Come Fly Your Kite. But it's all about his World War II. He was a liaison pilot. The guy that was in the little tiny plane with the war plans locked to his arm.
Wow.
And so it's all about those stories. He will be we don't have him solidified on our calendar yet, but he's coming to do a book signing at Grace Place as one of our events, so folks can come out and talk to him and hear his stories and ask him questions. This, again, would be a great thing for our youth to come and and meet just one of many, many amazing men and women who live in our community who have amazing experiences mm-hmm. to share.
Mm-hmm. What's your dad's name?
His name is Jack Humphrey.
Jack Humphrey, I salute you, and I want to thank you for your service and to our country. And wow, amazing. I can't wait to read your book and meet you and talk to you and hug you.
Oh, he'll like that.
Okay. All right. So, you guys come on back. We still have more to share. I know we've only got a few minutes left on the show, but please give us a call if you have questions. 605-4567. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. Come on back.
The Weston A. Price Foundation was created to put forth the research of Dr. Price, whose meticulous study of healthy cultures around the world has given us a foundation for traditional foods that promote vibrant health. The foundation is dedicated to restoring nutrient-dense foods to the human diet through education, research, and activism. The Weston A. Price Foundation supports organic and biodynamic farming, pasture feeding of livestock, community-supported farms, honest and informative labeling, and prepared parenting and nurturing therapies. You can join a local Weston A. Price chapter to attend monthly meetings and learn about these healing foods and practices. Creating community around healing foods is what Weston Price is all about. Check out their website, www.westonaprice.org. It's a virtual encyclopedia of information. Join the foundation and receive their stunning quarterly journal, Wise Traditions.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values, behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live.
Come join the previously silent majority. See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings, 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR. And tomorrow's special guest in the second hour of We the People, Dave Hodges, the talk show host and investigative journalist out of Phoenix, makes a return appearance to We the People. Again, that's tomorrow morning from 8 to 10 here on Community Talk Radio for the North State, AM 1460 KCNR.
Hi, folks. I'm Bob the Drop from Mount Shasta Spring Water. Did you know our spring water originates from glaciers high atop Mount Shasta? As they melt, the water flows through miles of volcanic rock to our springs at the base of the mountain. Pure and natural. Mount Shasta Spring Water is naturally the best and the official water of the United States of America. Give us a call today and ask about our special introductory offer. 1-800-922-6227. That's 1-800-922-6227. I highly recommend it.
Welcome That's back, everybody. This is Dr. Maria Salas. We are finishing up the first edition for the month of May of the Positively Healthy Show. And I am sitting here with Shining Care, a local organization, nonprofit, with Joanne McCarley. And we are going to be finishing up and tying off some loose ends about their amazing programs they've got going on in May. So, what did we want to talk about? There's just so much.
There is so much. You know, we have a full calendar of fun activities to bring folks together to do art, craft, bright jewelry making, book signings like we talked about, fun things like that. But then in addition to that, we have a series of educational classes because, you know, the more informed we are, the better decisions we make. And that's for planning ahead for our future as we age, mm-hmm. and also for our loved ones or if you're an older adult and you want to know what your options are. One of our classes is understanding your elder care options and navigating the long-term care system. You know, what does Medicare pay for? What
sure.
doesn't it?
Yeah.
What are the different options for me and what fits me and I can begin planning? That's one of our classes. And then we have classes like from Mountain Caregiver Resource Center.
Who we love.
Who
right next door to my office.
An amazing resource. Yeah. And they're going to do something on the benefits of humor and health. And we've had Shasta County Public Health come in and mm-hmm. do blood pressure checks. And we've got a series of things and I'm hoping, Dr. Maria is coming in to do a class for us as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, so that will be fun. And, you know, it's interesting because you just brought up Medicare. And I believe that was two shows ago that I had. It was an insurance show, and we talked a little bit about that. Maybe Pamela Albo and I can team up and come in and do a nice little presentation for you, workshop, you know, and just kind of give your people that are trying to learn something some tools to –
Exactly.
To be able to plan.
Right. And, you know, staying healthy, being proactive and preventing, you know, things from going wrong. So, you know, that's our whole mission is to help people make informed decisions
sure,
and know
their
options mm-hmm. and easily access whatever they need, whatever it might be.
Mm-hmm. It's good to be preventative and, I do want to kind of highlight one of the other events, I think you guys are tied to Minds Matter, the Mental Health Resource Fair in some way.
Yes, this is a really great event. Minds Matter, Mental Health Resource Fair, finding balance. And it's all about, there'll be great speakers talking about how to take care of our mental health.
Yes, and Mark Dadigan was on with me two Saturdays ago, and we talked about that. Wow, we only have 2 minutes left in the show. It always does this to me, Mr. Man. I need a 2-hour show here. But Mental Health Thursday, May 9th, you can it's going to be at the downtown atrium. We did talk about it a few weeks ago. Contact Mark at Shasta County Public Health. So, okay, let's tie up some loose ends here. Okay. So we've got Shining Care here. This is Joanne McCarley. And you guys, shiningcare.org
yes.
is where we can get a bunch of information from you and what's going on in May.
Yes.
Give me some last words of wisdom to be able to
right.
tell
well,
our listeners.
You know, and I appreciate this opportunity. Mostly what we want our community to know that is that we're here for you and that we want to be a resource to you. And it can be very overwhelming when there's a need or a change, a condition, and where do I turn? And we're here to be of support. We understand and connect you to resources. So we're really resource experts and know how to navigate systems and help get you connected. And, you know, call us anytime. And like you said, our website, shiningcare.org, has a lot of information on it and links to good information.
Yeah, I would start there, you know, since we only have a minute left. I just want to thank you so much, Joanne, for coming on as Shining Care representative and just a huge integral part of that organization coming into existence. And I want to thank Colleen every day for welcoming me and making me feel comfortable when I go get lunch and tea and coffee over there. And I invite everyone to come on into Grace Place and bring your friend. If you hadn't heard of it before, come on in and have lunch. That's what I do. Okay, this is Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic in downtown San Jose. 227-3984 is my number if you need to get in today. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State.
Downtown Reading.
What did I say?
Downtown San Jose.
Nuh-uh. Wow, that's funny. I'm from
tape.
San Jose. Thanks,
KCNR, Shasta Reading. Thank you, Dr. Maria. Nancy Sutton Pierce is next. Indeed, this has been a replay of the May 4th, 2013 edition of Positively Healthy with Dr. Maria Salas, and Nancy is next here at KCNR Shasta Reading.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. Egyptian security forces storm a mosque in Cairo, rounding people up.
It's believed hundreds of protesters took shelter in a mosque here in Cairo overnight as security forces surrounded it, sometimes using tear gas to try and flush them out. But this morning, security forces reportedly had to protect demonstrators from angry mobs, firing into the air while escorting some people out. Others are staying put as gunshots whiz through the air around the mosque. Meanwhile, a spokesman for Egypt's prime minister says the police used a high degree of self-restraint, cracking down on demonstrators in Friday's nationwide protests, accusing supporters of deposed President Mohamed Morsi of being terrorists. In Cairo, Kimberly Adams, Fox News Radio.
The brother of al-Qaeda boss Ayman al-Zawahiri is arrested in Egypt, according to a security official there. He says Mohammed al-Zawahiri, the leader of a hardline Muslim group himself, was detained at a checkpoint in Giza.